All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
Cause it's too darn hot of her. It's too darn hot of her. It's too darn hot!
Man, it's hot!
Blah, blah, blah. Hot. Blah, blah, blah.
There's always one every year.
I know. It might as well be this one.
Tradition.
4 days of triple digit temperatures here in the east.
We almost broke the record in Newark. We hit 104. I think the record's 105. And
that was yesterday.
Huh?
No. That we beat that record yesterday, sir.
No, it was 104 yesterday.
And the record was 102.
Oh, I thought we didn't beat it.
No, sir. I think we did. In fact, I think we beat it today again.
And then I don't think Central Park has broken its record yet.
It did.
Oh, it did?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought I heard that they hadn't as well.
No, sir.
Clearly, I'm delirious from the heat.
Obviously.
It's a lot.
I, on the other hand, am delirious from the fact that I came back from Alaska.
Right.
And when I left Alaska, it was 60-odd degrees. And when I arrived, I stepped off the plane, it was 101.
Yes.
So
almost double.
Little different.
Slightly hotter.
It's weird, though, because we went to the Arctic Circle, and it was like 75 degrees.
That sounds like perfect weather to me.
And I was like, but this is the Arctic Circle. Even Prudhoe Bay, which, if you look on a map, is much further north than the Arctic Circle, mm-hmm. actually on the Arctic Ocean, that was like, they were like 40, 45 degrees, which was very nice, I should say.
Yeah, well, compared to this, I mean... Anything is better.
Yes, but we're back now. Enough about my Alaska. Oh, one more thing about Alaska. I went into the Arctic Ocean up to my knees.
Yes, I saw the video.
Oh, you did see that video?
I did see the video.
We should probably post that video on the website.
We can post that video.
Because it's funny.
All right.
I'll get that over there at some point. Could not feel my feet. Or...
As you proclaimed in the video.
A bit after that. Could not yes. feel my feet. So that was fun.
I liked your triumphant pose, though.
Yes, thank you.
You were very excited.
Clearly, you saw the unedited version.
You were so happy and ecstatic.
Yes, I was frozen. But I did it, so there it is.
Well, there you go.
I think initially I had said I was just going to stick my foot in there, but I decided, foot? I go up to my knees in this water.
You were going all the way.
Yeah, I'd have gone in all the way, but they were afraid people might die. So they were discouraging that.
All right.
So So this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode
96.
Blah, 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 too hot.
Right.
No, too hot, blah, blah, blah. That's it.
One or the other.
I like the second one.
All right. All the same. But delirious, hot.
Yes.
Sweating, remember?
Geek Stuff, what's in the news?
I guess this is mostly new. There's sort of a combination of a week and a half's worth of news in here.
I'll tell you what I'm going to contribute today.
What?
Zero.
All right.
I got nothing. Nice. I got no news, no comics, no DVDs, well, no product.
No new comics this week.
Well, they're not till later.
Well, right. No new comics at the point at which we are recording
right.
this episode.
At the time of recording, no new comics. And I hadn't gotten over there to get my last 2 weeks worth. Either.
Right. So there you go.
So there's way no new comics.
All right. The two biggest stories in our genre over the past week and a half.
Did they both have to do with MGM?
No. No, but that's in there.
Okay.
I'm not calling them the biggest.
All right.
But
wow.
They should be. They're like number three.
Okay.
I'm talking about the two that sparked the most web controversy.
How
and,
bad
and chatter.
How bad Jonah Hex was?
No, that not up there either.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, this would involve Spider-Man and Wonder Woman.
All right.
These two stories.
Okay.
So, Andrew Garfield.
Uh-huh.
He's Spider-Man.
Yes. And he's who?
Exactly. I don't know what else he's done, but did you see the photo that I had sent you?
Yeah.
Of him?
It's probably the one people are looking at right now if they're listening to the show on their iPad, iTunes, iPhone,
whatever.
iPod.
Well,
or QuickTime, you can see the images, some related images to the stuff that we're talking about live on the show. But if not, you can always go over to the website, Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Check out the photo gallery for episode 196, Too Hot, blah, blah, blah. And you'll see that picture of this young, strange man.
I picked that photo as the one to show because I think that in that photo, he looks like the Peter Parker from the MTV Spider-Man
series. Oh, yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. The animated series?
The animated series?
Uh-huh.
Kind of looks like him.
Okay.
That being said, you may know him from The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus if you saw that little film.
No, didn't.
He was in that. And a couple of other things, but
nothing
probably
else?
The most recent thing of note.
I see.
So he is the new Spider-Man.
Yay.
All the other names that were being tossed around for weeks on end.
Yay. Is this Ultimate Spider-Man the movie?
Untitled Spider-Man Reboot, as it's listed on IMDb.
Uh-huh.
But Ultimate Spider-Man the movie is what we seem to think that it might be.
Terrific.
And then the Wonder Woman controversy.
I know nothing about this, so.
She got a new costume.
In the book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So for the first time in her
probably
history.
Probably 60 years, I'm guessing.
They changed her costume. And people were upset by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really give a shit. But apparently it sparked all sorts of controversy.
Really?
So the picture that I sent you that people are probably looking at right now,
uh-huh.
I think on the left-hand side is the new costume. She's got, like, the black leggings
right.
and the combat boots.
Right.
Kind of look. And then the picture next to it is a fan's response to what he felt it should have looked like, which was essentially the original costume anyway.
Right.
We should say that the new costume was designed by Jim Lee.
Uh-huh.
If that matters or not, I don't know. But apparently.
Well, it matters
it
in
was,
the sense
it was
that.
A lot of chatter.
It matters in the sense that Jim Lee's the one who should receive the shit for it.
Right, right. He should be on the receiving end of your hate mail.
Jim Lee, a friend of this program.
Yeah. I mean.
Till now.
To be honest with you, do
kidding.
I think it's a great change for her? No. Do I think the costume probably needed some sort of change? Yes.
This happens all the time when they change a costume that's so well established that it always makes news. There's always
right.
some fan base that's terribly upset about
right.
it. And then eventually they kind of creep back to the other thing anyway.
It goes back to the original
yeah.
costume.
Aquaman. All
right, right,
maybe Aquaman's a bad example because
probably.
Who likes Aquaman?
Right.
But the you know, they changed Green Arrow. You know, they took the Robin Hood hat off and gave him the hood.
You're right. Exactly.
People lost their mind and
great though, like that.
Yeah, then Superman
issue too.
Superman have a different costume for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's
and then,
exactly. I mean,
and
it's not anything.
Batman's ever evolving costume, sort of.
Yeah.
you know, that's happened a lot. I mean, it's, you know, it's not like the first time this has happened. So people should just relax and just
roll with it.
You know, you want to complain, you want to voice your opinion. We're all for that. Do that. In fact, you can do that to this show by going to our hotline.
425-920-6050.
And let us know how you feel about the Wonder Woman change of costume. But you know what? After that, it's kind of like, meh. And if you really are not enjoying it, then stop reading the book. You'll send DC the best message ever by doing that, I think.
So the MGM thing that you brought up.
That's number three.
They shit the bed.
Yeah, MGM is... Shit the bed is kind of understatement.
How many billion dollars is it?
Six?
Is it
no, nine?
I thought it was more than that. I thought it was like four or 40. Was it 40 billion?
No, I thought it was like 6 billion or 9 billion or something.
I think I might have the
in debt. And the point of it is that two film franchises really hang largely in the balance, and it seems like they're gradually falling off the cliff, and one of them fell completely off the cliff this week.
One is dead.
Yeah, and that
Bond
would be
is dead.
That would be James Bond.
That film went from what was it? Permanently on hiatus.
Yeah, to
permanently canceled.
Canceled. Yeah,
so that's dead.
And you know what's funny about that? All those Bond movies, and he never went up against MGM. MGM is the one that killed James Bond.
That's it.
You know why? MGM didn't tell James Bond how he was going to do it. So James Bond had no idea, and MGM killed him.
That's it. That's it.
And the other one, of course, is...
Empty bank bag.
Yeah, and the other one, of course, is The Hobbit.
Which, while not officially canceled, is again on hold.
Yep.
And now Ian McKellen, like, yeah, I'm not going to wait forever.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Ian McKellen may bow, and that will kill that movie.
That will kill that movie. That will be the death nail. If he walks.
Yeah, if he walks and they have to reschedule, then yeah, that is absolutely the death knell of those two movies, we should say, because it's two movies.
Yes.
But unless somebody steps up and buys MGM, you know, or something happens, then, you know, potentially this is a disaster for these, for both of those film franchises.
A bad, bad thing.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Rise of the Apes. We've been talking about this for a little bit now. This
prequel?
Is the sorta, kinda remake slash new movie of Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
Right.
Okay. There's
actually,
been some...
It's been like, honestly, it's been like a year and a half since we've talked about this.
Yeah, I think it may have popped up at one other point in time because
I don't remember.
Someone else was tied to it. I think we had heard that Don Cheadle was tied to the project in some way.
That's, why do you do that?
What?
Why do you bring race into every single thing?
I'm bringing any sort of race at all. As a matter of fact, our news is going to be the opposite of what you think.
Okay.
Caesar, the head ape,
yes,
for this film. Being played by Andy Serkis.
That's interesting.
He's continuing his role as an ape.
What do you mean, continuing?
Well, Kong.
He was motion capture Kong.
Well, he's going to be motion capture Caesar.
No, they'll put him in the suit.
No, it's going to be a motion capture suit.
Really?
Yes.
They're going to CGI these apes?
Yes.
Oh, that's potentially bad.
It will
that
be a
movie...
motion capture CD creature, CG creature, and special effects, of course, by Weta again. Sort of Weta.
Depending on Weta. How
you pronounce it. So, yeah, Andy Serkis.
That's interesting.
So there you go.
You know, the original, well, first of all, the original was like the fourth movie.
The original Conquest of the Battle of the Apes.
Yeah. It was the fourth movie out of five, and... I'm wondering, since they're remaking this, what the plans are. Are the plans that this is a... Well, I mean, this is not a prequel set in the Burton universe, I'm assuming.
No, I don't think so.
So if that's the case, then where does this fall? It's just kind of apes just sort of take over?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's very
strange.
Maybe
it's a new attempt at revitalizing the franchise. I don't know.
I guess. The original scared the crap out of me as a kid. That was the one that scared me the most.
Yeah?
Yeah. That one really scared me because I was like, yeah, I could see that. You know, I could see, like, people being stupid enough to make apes do shit and then like, apes
turn on
be
us.
Like, fuck you.
Okay.
That one scared me. I got an original poster from that somewhere in my collection.
I'm sure you're a big Apes fan.
I am.
Something else you're a fan of? Pee-wee Herman.
You bet. Third row, November 5th, 6th or something.
Judd Apatow,
uh-huh,
along with Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee Herman,
uh-huh,
are trying to move forward and produce a new Pee-wee film.
Now,
a long time in the making.
Right away, that you have Judd Apatow in it means that they will be making that movie.
Likely, because the man seems to be Hollywood gold.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that he's really done anything that has
He has not produced a bomb. Nope.
You know, I mean, almost everything that he's had his name attached to,
yes,
has in some way, shape, or form been successful.
Yep.
And with the growing rise in popularity of Pee-wee Herman again,
uh-huh,
the success of the stage show out in L.A., the return of the stage show to New York.
Well, not the return, but the...
Or the moving of the stage show.
The move to Broadway, sir. That's not just coming to New York. That's Broadway.
Yes, I understand. I think that this is probably the way that it's going to happen.
The Pee-wee resurgence is like a locomotive out of control.
And I don't think that I'm upset with Judd Apatow's involvement.
No.
I think almost everything that he's, again, that he's
that could only help.
Yeah, it's, you know.
I mean, short of Spielberg being like, I want to make a Pee-wee Herman movie, like, I can't imagine anyone else.
No,
Farrelly Brothers.
You,
I mean,
I'd rather see Apatow than Spielberg.
So would I.
I think he's the right person to handle the kind of humor that will be necessary to make it a success.
And although I have to say, Tim Burton's job on the original Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
But that guy doesn't exist anymore. That Tim Burton does not exist anymore.
That being said, let me just interject here quickly. While you were away and I was catching up on films, I sat down and fully watched Alice in Wonderland. I actually really liked it. It shouldn't have been called Alice in Wonderland, but I did enjoy the movie.
That's good.
Just saying. It really should have been like Through the Looking Glass or... But I did really enjoy it. I thought it was actually very well done.
Did you do a show while I was gone?
I did do a show while you were gone.
I didn't hear it.
About a 30-minute guy.
Just by yourself?
Just by myself.
What happened to...
We were supposed to do a second one, and then it just kind of fell apart.
With Dirty Ken?
Yeah, he was supposed to sit in. And,
inappropriate
and,
Ken?
Inappropriate what? Ken. Pervert Ken?
Pervert Ken, that's it.
PKGS? Pervert Ken guest stars? But, yeah, that show never happened, unfortunately. But there was a solo show up there. It's about 30 minutes. It's episode 195. Solo.
Oh, is that what it's called? Yeah. Solo?
Speaking of solo, actually, that was a good transition. An unintentional transition. So, we're fans of the Guild here on this show.
Okay.
And we should say that next week is season 4, the launch of season 4 of the Guild.
Wow.
On MSN. But for those of you who are Guild fans... Michelle Boyd, who plays Riley in the series.
Is she the Asian?
No, she's not the Asian.
Oh.
No, she is the hot gamer girl that lives next door.
Yes.
To Codex.
Was she dating?
Yes. She's dating.
Dating him.
Oh, my God. Sandeep's character, whose name is completely... eluding me right now. I'm ashamed of myself.
Okay, go on.
But anyway, there's a new series, new web series called Solo, and she is in it. The first episode just aired or just premiered online last week, and I think you can go to watchsolo.com to see the first episode. But it's pretty much about a guy who is part of a NASA program and is in space, and the plug on the program gets pulled, and so he's stranded in space. And some of his friends back on Earth are trying to help him, I guess, get back, but solo because he's trapped up there by himself. But, you know, he's in the ship, and the ship kind of talks to him, and parts of the ship kind of move.
It sounds a lot like that Sam Rockwell movie. Is that called Moon?
Moon. Not what I thought, but yeah, because this has a much more comedic angle to it.
Okay.
When I watched it, the first thing that I thought was Red Dwarf.
Yeah, that was going to be my next comment.
And so I approached one of the gentlemen involved in the piece, and I said, Red Dwarf. And he said, I've never seen an episode of Red Dwarf. However, I'm highly influenced by Douglas Adams. And I said, okay, I could see that in there as well. I said, but you should really watch Red Dwarf. And I spoke to somebody else. I actually spoke to a couple of other friends of the show and people do the shows, and they said the same thing. They saw Red Dwarf in there as well.
Right.
Only because the computer kind of was reminiscent to me of Holly from
Red
Dwarf.
Dead Dave.
And the
their old dead Dave.
And the one bit on the ship that was like moving around and kind of like interacting with them reminded me of the scuttles
right.
that kind of interact with them on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the first episode. So, you know, give it a shout.
Okay.
Watch rather. WatchSolo.com for the first episode of that.
There you go.
There you go. All right. How about some Bubba Nosferatu news? Did you know?
Dead?
No, apparently not dead. Paul Undead? Giamatti is going to be involved, which I did not
know. Wow, really?
Not only is he going to be involved, but he has said that he will guarantee that he's going to make sure that it happens. He really wants to make sure that it happens.
Well, Paul Giamatti is a person that can get things done, my friend.
I agree. Here's the problem I have with Bubba Nosferatu. Did you know that Bruce Campbell is not going to be in it as Elvis? Did you know that Ron Perlman apparently has been cast in the role of Bruce Campbell's original role?
No.
I'm out.
No.
I like Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Hellboy, awesome.
Right.
I mean, just awesome. Beauty and the Beast, I even liked it.
Right.
Blade, I liked it. I mean, I like, what is it? What's the show he's on now?
The biker show?
Yeah, Sons of Anarchy?
Sons of Anarchy, yeah.
Awesome. Ron Perlman, awesome. Ron Perlman as Elvis and Bubba Nosferatu, I think I'm out.
That's a little weird. Why'd that happen?
Out. I don't know.
Maybe he's too busy with
Bruce
Burn Notice.
Bruce vs. Frankenstein, which we hear is moving forward.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the follow-up to
My Name is Bruce. Okay.
Which
I'll see that.
I'm okay with. Because did you see My Name is Bruce?
Yeah.
In all of its campy glory, I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Uh-huh.
Perfect role for him.
Sure. Himself? Yeah.
But
I don't see anyone else playing that role.
But why would you not bring him back for Bubba Nosferatu?
No idea.
I think that's a big mistake.
Sure.
And apparently not a lot of people knew that he was replaced. So
I've been away. I don't know nothing.
Well, this was apparently a while ago that he was replaced. Like months. All right. I think we should take a break.
Yes, let's do that.
Let's come back.
And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 196, Too Hot, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow. With all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Too Hot, blah, blah, blah.
You should probably say, you know, like episode 196.
I think I said 196.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me restart.
Okay.
And we're back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 196, blah, 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 Too Hot.
Nope. Try again.
Too Hot, blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
All right.
Want to try the whole thing over?
No.
Or?
No.
All right, let's get right into this.
Geek Stuff. Comic news.
Comics. There are none.
Right. Comics have not come out yet as of recording this. Next week, we'll double up for you.
Actually, we'll triple up.
because actually we'll quadruple up.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about some stuff that had come out that I had picked up.
Oh, you did?
In my solo show.
Okay.
And we can revisit some of those.
Well, prepare for a big-ass comic segment next week, and we'll try to wrap up the month.
Yes.
The 2 weeks this week and next week. So we'll do that. Okay, so let's try this one.
Geek Stuff DVD News.
Right, oh, DVDs.
All right, yeah, not a lot.
Okay.
How about ER, the complete 13th season?
Out really?
On DVD this week. How about
season 12?
Jason and the Argonauts on Blu-ray.
The original?
On Blu-ray?
The original?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's
why
a classic.
On Blu-ray?
Okay, I have a new...
Why does it qualify? Tell me.
I'm going to do
Clearly
it...
Clearly, you have new criteria.
I have new criteria. So I'm now thinning out the DVD collection.
Okay.
Because I'm joining Netflix, and I think a lot of the flicks that I want to, you know, just have access to immediately, rather than having a DVD on the shelf, which I like, by the way, and I'm not, you know, by any means, I'm not giving up my collection or anything like that, but I think, by and large, flicks that I want to see, like, now and again, like when I have a Molly Ringwald, you know, fetish, and I need, like, 16 Candles and Breakfast Club, like, I can get those from Netflix. I don't really need to keep both of those in the house, per se.
Right.
Even though, really, to me, they are classic films. So, maybe perhaps those two are a bad example. But that's the new criteria for Blu-ray. The new criteria for Blu-ray is classic movies. So, in other words, I'm not going to get, let's say, I'm not going to get the Book of Eli on Blu-ray, but I would like to be able to watch the Book of Eli. So as long as I'm on Netflix and they have Book of Eli, I'm cool with that. However, a movie like My Favorite Year, you know, that is a very important classic to me, I want that movie on Blu-ray. When Star Wars comes out on Blu-ray, I'll want all of those on Blu-ray.
Okay.
When the real versions of the Lord of the Rings trilogy comes out, I'll want those on Blu-ray. So that's the new criteria.
Okay.
So what was the one you mentioned?
Jason and the Argonauts.
Classic movie. I would own it on Blu-ray.
Well, it came out this week, so you can find it.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Anything in the last... 2 weeks?
Well, I covered some that came out last week.
Okay. What was there?
Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Ugh. Where did I watch that? I watched that. I tried to watch that on a flight. It was terrible.
Hot Tub Time Machine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to go get that.
Eureka Season 3.5.
No.
The Crazies.
Nah.
Warehouse 13 Season 1.
Nah.
Which apparently I have to watch.
Oh, really?
I've been told I have to watch it.
Well, if you get it and you watch it and you think I have to watch it, I will borrow it from you.
I have been told that there's a lot of steampunk elements to Warehouse 13.
Really?
And that Tesla has been a reoccurring character on the show.
Tesla.
That's what I said.
You said Tesla.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant Tesla.
Okay.
And things like that. And that I would enjoy the show. So I have to pick that up.
All right.
So, yeah, that was last week. And then the week before.
So far for me, I think it's ER and Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, well, I have to get
and Jason the Argonauts.
That's a great show, and I buy those. But
I know you do.
Entourage, She's Out of My League, Remember Me. Avatar The Last Airbender, the complete book collection, number one.
Oh, really?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs on Blu-ray.
No, I really like that Avatar animated series.
Well, that might be a good one for you.
It's completed book one, though.
Yes.
Right? I'm going to wait until they get through the completed book stage and see if they go to a complete, like, box set of the whole thing. So I'd be really interested if they did a complete set, but I'm going to wait past these book things. It's just like Transformers.
Yep.
Season one, part three, and so on, and then they collect those the whole season, and then they collected everything into one. So I'll wait it out and see what happens.
Speaking of Transformers, and this really isn't DVDs, but I don't know where, we don't have a stinger for this, so we're gonna move forward out of DVDs and into video games.
We don't have a video games thing.
I know.
How's that game?
I've been playing.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Of course, we're talking about War for Cybertron.
Right.
It's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I'm playing the Autobots campaign right now. So I haven't played a Shockwave yet.
So it's not a sandbox type of game?
Meaning
it's just kind of an open environment where you can go in and just fight stuff?
No, it's campaign oriented.
Okay.
But it's great. Gameplay is really fun.
Uh-huh.
Everything we thought based on what we had seen and the demo had led us to believe. It's a fun, good game. The storyline has been really good so far. If you haven't picked it up yet, I definitely recommend it.
You like racing like a car and then hitting that transform button?
Absolutely. I do it constantly.
I gotta try that when I'm at your house.
Racing as a car, make a jump, land, transform, pull out my axe, decapitate a Septicon, keep running. Fantastic.
That's awesome.
All with the touch of two buttons.
I don't know if we talked about, did we talk about Red Dead Redemption?
We did, actually. Yeah.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did. And I haven't played, I don't own it yet, but I played it and you have it. And now it's another one. It's a
amazing,
great open environment Western game.
It is Grand Theft Auto. It's everything you love about Grand Theft Auto set in the Old West.
That's it.
You know what I mean? Fantastic game. I mean, Rockstar, holy crap.
My intention actually is to pick that up as soon as I finish Cybertron.
My intention is to start writing them and being like, all right, what's next? I mean, that's where I'm at. You know what I mean? It's like space game. You know what I mean? Like something like that, but set on a space station.
Well, who knows? You know, because they may they may move forward with the Red Dead franchise like they've done.
I would take another Red Dead, except I think time-wise, I think they're out of time-wise, because this takes place turn of the century, 1910 or so, something like that. So they may be out of time for this particular franchise, I think. But I can see them doing a million other things.
Using the engine and just picking different.
Yeah, they just need to get to it because, wow.
Medieval.
That would be pretty cool.
Be pretty interesting, right?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
You played I don't know what kind of character. Knight would be kind of bulky, but yeah, it'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, well.
You ride a horse, you have the horse mechanics in there.
Yeah, and they already have those mechanics, so.
That's what I mean.
You know, crossbow and bow and arrow and other, you know, those sorts of things and weapons and stuff.
And then you move forward futuristic-y, spacey.
Yeah, I think the spacey one is kind of.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe where they should go. Set on a big spaceship or a planetary space station kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Crack some dude's bubble helmet.
There you go.
With a rock. And he dies.
You could even do it on a post-apocalyptic planet type of thing. You know?
Sure.
Anyway, needless to say, I think maybe we're ready for another break?
I don't know. What about the product segment?
I don't think we have any product for tonight. I don't think there's any D&D for tonight.
Nope.
I mean, we can go right into the wrap-up.
We could, except we should take a break first.
Okay.
That's the format, sir. We have a format.
I understand.
We'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 196, Too Hot, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Kev, have you checked out the Home of Happiness over in Montclair, New Jersey?
Who's the Home of Happiness again?
You know, that group. They do that show. There's dancing.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's the one.
I hear that they are in Montclair the first and third Saturdays of the month and in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Oodalolly.
Yes. All shows are Saturday night at midnight. Uncut movie with a live floor show cast.
I love the live floor show.
Costumes and participation are encouraged. Admission is $7 and prop bags are $2.
Fancy.
You get the toast in there. I think, and some rice, maybe.
Rice.
You can check them out over at njrocky.com.
Wowzer.
And you can find out where these shows in Montclair and Bergenfield are and how you can be involved. And you have a great time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a lot of fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show, the king of cult films, live in a movie theater near you.
Brought to you by the Home of Happiness.
Hey, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London. and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 196, Too Hot, blah, blah, blah.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Andy Serkis is going to be aping it up again.
Coming to town.
As Caesar in Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
Uh-huh.
Also, Wonder Woman got a new costume, and some people seem to care. Andrew Garfield has been cast as the next Spider-Man. And some people seem to care. The Hobbit and James Bond. Bond is dead.
One dead, one on life support.
MGM, shit the bed. Bubba Nosferatu without Bruce Campbell.
And it's like a night without stars.
Pee Wee Herman with Judd Apatow.
Uh-huh. In comics this week, we talked about none.
Nothing.
But we will have a nice full comic section next week, so tune in for that. In DVDs, we talked about a few that came out this week. And there's another one I want to mention. If you've not seen Earth 2100,
it is a
pseudo film, pseudo documentary, and parts of it are animated. It is amazing. Earth 2100, it's called. Check it out. Go over. If you do check it out or you have seen it, go over to the hotline.
425-920-6050.
And let us know what you think of it, because I thought it was absolutely an awesome presentation. So check that one out. And also,
ER, the complete 13th season, Jason and the Argonauts on Blu-ray. And what I forgot to mention that maybe we should have brought up, only because it's much ado these days, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, also out on DVD.
The British version, right?
Yes.
Okay, because there's a huge fight over who's going to make the American version of that film.
Yes, now this is the
British or Australian or Swedish or some
whoever it is.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Daniel Craig has time to do that now since he ain't playing Bond.
Is it British? Is it a British version?
I don't know, but I know Daniel Craig and Brad Pitt, I think, are in consideration
for the
lead.
By a Swedish journalist.
Yeah. He's dead.
Okay. So there you go.
Had a heart attack walking up some stairs or something.
That's a bitch.
Yep.
All right. Moving forward to product.
Nothing.
None.
No product.
Other things we mentioned on the show tonight. Transformers, War for Cybertron. Solo, the new web series starring Michelle Boyd from The Guild. The Guild, season 4, starting next week, July 13th.
And I put another giant plug out for Red Dead Redemption.
And you did put that out there.
It's awesome.
We should maybe put a plug out for ourselves, perhaps.
Yes.
July 17th. Doo-doo-doo. Our triumphant return to the Sirius XM satellite airwaves.
Correct.
Live show, 12 p.m. in the east, 9 p.m. in the west.
That's midnight, kids.
Yes. Oh, it's actually 12 a.m., isn't it?
Yes.
12 a.m. in the east, 9 p.m. in the west.
And that's on XM 202.
XM 202, Sirius 197. Yep.
Correct.
And then I hear that we're going to be on the following week as well.
We
are. Is that true?
We're doing back-to-back. Now, our normal schedule is we're going to rotate that slot with Dr. Steve's Weird Medicine.
Right.
Which is cool. But we're going to do the first two back-to-back because the second week, which is the 24th, is going to feature OG live from San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, man.
And we're going to get some live reports from him from the floor. He'll be fresh off the floor at 9 o'clock, so he'll be calling in, letting us know what's going on there at the big convention. OG is going this year. I went to Alaska instead, so OG gets to go.
Woohoo!
Yep.
Psyched.
Lucky you, but I'm going to Celebration. You should come to Celebration, sir.
I know.
Because you know why? Because we could sneak out of Celebration and go over to Harry Potter Land.
I know.
Just saying.
I know.
Harry Potter Land.
That being said, don't forget you can check us out each and every week online at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, including Live from Studio V.
Remember those?
Remember those?
Remember when we
like
used to do
those?
Like
a thing of the past.
No, they're coming back.
The olden days.
We got to get Tim on the phone.
Get Tim in the country, in the state.
He's in, home, isn't
in
he?
In the county.
I'll get him on the phone
studio.
Later. Production Tim.
So, yeah, live from Studio V, hoping coming down the pipeline again soon. And I think that's it. Do we have anything else to plug?
Yeah, 200th episode party.
Yeah, people keep asking us about that. No.
We're still having it.
Yeah, presumably. We don't have a place or a date. So, you know.
So, according to my calculation, should be 4 weeks from this week.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Maybe it will. No, we will have solid announcements on the 200th episode party next week. We'll have announcements.
Okay. We will have a confirmed date at the very least next week.
Right.
And then we'll get the location from that point.
Right.
Okay. So with that being said,
I'll end the show by saying good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
She's hot.